Phillies and Nationals starting a series Friday from Citizens Bank Park. Steven Strasburg heads in at 2-1, but he'd be the star at the plate. Top of the second inning, already leading 1-0, Strasburg is in the batter's box, facing Phillies starter Nick Pivetta.
Now the 1-2. Swung on, hit in the air. Left center field, long run Altair going into the gap, and this ball is gone. Steven Strasburg, 0 for 10 this season. Homers for just the second time in his major league career. And it's 2-0 Washington.
Well, this is certainly not Wrigley with the wind blowing in. The ball's going to carry a little muggy, and I got to be honest, off the bat, I didn't think it was going out at all, and it just kept going and going. One of the worst I've ever seen for balls and strikes.
2-0, swing and a drive to center field. It's deep. Herrera on the run. Back he goes. He looks up. It's gone. Just over the fence beyond the American League scoreboard, almost into the Phillies bullpen. Ryan Zimmerman remains red hot. His 12th home run of the year. It's a solo shot, and the Nationals lead 3-0.
And that pitch fastball away, but it was up a little bit. And he's off the plate. He likes to get those arms extended, and he does just that.
Thompson recalled earlier today. Ty Kelly sent to Lehigh Valley. Rendon swings, and it's a fly ball to deep right center field. Herrera back to the track, to the wall. It's gone. Into the second row of seats, again beyond the American League scoreboard. Back-to-back home runs for the Nationals. Zimmerman and then Rendon. Anthony Rendon, his third hit of the game and his fourth home run of the season. And it is 4-0 Washington.
And that was a fastball, just thigh high, belt high, middle of the plate.
Here's the 1-0. Swing and a bouncing ball to third. Rendon's got it. He'll throw it across and retire Franco, and the Phillies lose another close one. For the 13th time this year, they've lost a game by 2 runs or less. And they drop the opener this 3-game set to the Nats 4-2.
They've only got 16 losses. You said 13 of those by 2 runs or less, and it's just again a struggle for them with men in scoring position. They end up tonight 1-for-9. Actually, they've been 1-for-10 after that at bat.
The Phillies have fallen to 12-16 on the season. They've lost 4 in a row and 7 of 8 following Friday night's 4-2 loss to Washington at Citizens Bank Park. Here's manager Pete Mackinnon.
Well, another close game. Came up short, didn't push enough runs across. Pivetta, good stuff coming out of his hand. He just had poor location, had trouble locating his fastball inside the hitters, and suffered with the long ball, 3 solo home runs. That kind of did him in. 100 pitches in 5 innings. Thompson gave us a good inning, same as Ramos, got out of trouble, got it, pitched well, and good to see Neris throw the ball like that. He threw some real good splits and pitched ahead. Cesar made a great backhander off of Murphy. Herrera made a great catch in the outfield to save us probably 2 runs, and Altair also made a nice catch. We're not pushing enough runs across.
Did you hesitate before sending Pivetta to the plate in the fourth? The base is loaded.
Yeah.
Keeping Pivetta in, did you think twice about it, or think?
No. We're having enough trouble getting innings out of our starters, and that's what we need as much as anything right now.
You guys made Strasburg throw 119 pitches, but weren't able to get any runs across. How do you, were you happy with the approach, or what did you think of the way they made him work?
I don't understand the question.
Strasburg throwing 119 pitches in 5 2/3 is a career high for him, and yet the team wasn't able to score. Making him work, were you satisfied with the way the guys approached him?
Well, for the most part, but we still didn't get enough runs. We made him work. He threw a lot of pitches. They left him in to throw 119 pitches. But, the bottom line is we got to score off him, and we didn't score enough.
What's your take on just Pivetta's first 2 starts, but potential-wise?
Pivetta certainly has good enough stuff to be successful. He's young. I think he's going to be pretty good. But he had trouble locating all his pitches, And when you can't locate, it doesn't matter how hard you throw. It's just pitching at this, especially at this level, boils down to locating pitches.
You know, Franco's. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I know he's racked up a good number of RBIs in the first 5 weeks, but is the approach? I mean, it just seems like it's kind of up and down, where it looks like he's going to get going, and then you see.
He's always been that way. We were talking about, I'd like to see him get hot for a week, carry the team for a week. Like, at some point, I think he'll get to that point. But we're looking for somebody to do that.
Saunders made that sliding catch, too, to save a couple of runs. Overall, off-field defense been
it's been fine with Altair out there. And Kendrick played well, as far as I'm concerned, out in the outfield. And Odubo's made some outstanding catches, and as has Saunders. So the outfield defense has been fine. Once again, we've had issues with length out of the starters, some issues in the bullpen, and, getting back to Rob's question, sure, I'd love to be able to jump on an opportunity to have bases loaded and hit for him, but at the same time, it's so early in the game with a four-man bench, it's tough to do that early.
Saturday, A.J. Cole starts for Washington. Vince Velasquez goes for Philly.